Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. What would you say if I asked you, what makes your business uniquely brilliant? That's what I'm talking about today in this week's episode of Life in Business. I am Libby Langley. Hello! How are you today? I hope that you're well. I would like to know where you are listening to this. So why don't you share a selfie or take a screenshot and share it on social media and tag me and tell me where you are, because people listen in the weirdest places and I love that. So yeah, share and tag me. Let me know. Okay. How to identify what makes your business uniquely brilliant, right? Well, you've heard of USPs. Everybody talks about USPs, unique selling points. And this is about that, except in it with less of a kind of like corporate meh about it. Okay. Because obviously we're all unique, we're all individuals. However, let's look at it a bit more deeply than that. And this is part three of my mini series about building a business that you love. And so in the first episode, number 117, we talked about how to build a business you love without the hustle. And I introduced to you my sustainable success structure, which is foundations, walls and roof, if you want to think about it in terms of building a house, right? So we've talked about you and you in your business and what matters to you and what drives you and why you're doing what you do and how you want to change the world and all of those things. Go back and listen to episode 117 because that's so important about your foundations, and share it with all of your business friends. Super important. And then last week in episode 118, we talked about numbers and what your numbers are really telling you about your business, because that stuff matters, right? But it was also about time and energy and all those exciting things. And today, we're talking about you. We're talking about individuality. We're talking about what makes your business just so great and what makes you so great. So we're going to do a little bit of high-fiving of ourselves here, self-reflection, and all those lovely good things. So why does any of this matter? Right? If you're delivering a good service and people are paying you, isn't that what a business is all about? I mean, yes, but it's a bit boring, isn't it? Isn't that a bit soulless, a bit corporate? Surely the point of having a business is that you get to choose what you do, who with, and in whatever way that you want to do it, right? Surely that individuality and that ability to be able to personalize everything so it works for you is the absolute best thing about having a business ever, right? It's funny because one thing, the example that I always use, and it's so stupid, is when I first started the business, you know, I used to work in the office when I had a job, before I left my job. I was in a 7:30 in the morning and left at whatever, 5:15 or whatever. So, you know, I was in at work a lot. And when I first started the business, I worked from home for the first year and a bit. And then I got an office and then I built my team and all that. And until I changed it all and moved back home. But the thing that I got such joy from when I first started the business was two things. One was being able to wear slippers while I worked. And the second one was being able to go to the post office during the day. And these are examples that I still talk about today. And it's like, I don't know how often I go to the post office. Half a dozen times a month. That's too many. A handful of times a month, I suppose. And which still sounds like quite a lot, but I do post things to my clients, right? So I probably go maybe a handful of times a month. And it still is really joyous to be able to just do it during the day. So it's funny, isn't it? So, you know, that's one of the kind of real joys of having a business. And it's like that flexibility is something that we perhaps don't embrace enough and perhaps don't remember enough, right? When you get bogged down in all the day-to-day stuff, it can be quite challenging to remember what the bloody hell any of the point of any of this is, right? And that's okay, but that's why I'm here, to help you. So why is it important to think about what makes your business uniquely brilliant? Why do you need a clear USP? Why is that essential, right? Why do you need to stand out in a busy market? Well, because you do, right? Because if you don't stand out in some way, shape or form, then how's anybody going to know about you? And really, really importantly, standing out does not mean biggest, shiniest, noisiest, most number of followers, speaking on the biggest stages, whatever. Standing out doesn't mean any of those things. Standing out means that the one person who really knows that you're the person for them finds you. Okay, that's all that means. And that's what's so important to kind of define that. Because when we talk about visibility, when we talk about, you know, showing up and people finding you and all, it's like it can be really quiet because you might not be talking about many clients. Yeah. In my Confidence to Grow program, my Confidence to Grow coaching space, 3 clients a month. Right? That's what I take in, 3 clients a month, because that allows me the time to devote to them. It stops the space becoming too busy, too noisy, and it doesn't overwhelm me. And it's how I want to do it. So standing out is just about one person finding you, another person finding you, and another person finding you. But you've got to kind of know why they would find you. And this is about you working out what kind of makes your business different. And it's certainly not going to be, we provide an excellent service to all our customers. Yeah, okay, so does every other business out there pretty much, right? But the unique selling point, what makes your business uniquely brilliant? Guess what I'm going to say? It's you, isn't it? It's you. It's you. It's your personality. It's your thoughts. It's your opinions. It's the way you speak. It's what you're passionate about. And you might have a really similar business to other people. I mean, blimey, I'm the basic thing, I'm a business coach, right? And there's about 11 billion of those about. But we're all different and we all appeal to people in different ways. And the more you embrace that, the more you're going to stand out and shine. But the more you compare yourself to other people, I've done previous episodes on imposter syndrome, then so please look back and listen to those. But the more that you compare yourself to other people and try to fit into what other people are doing, the more you're actually just going to dilute yourself. And so the harder you're going to find everything. It's this horrible circle, right? Horrible circle. So you have lots of things that make you uniquely brilliant and therefore your business. Lots of things. Countless lists of things. One of those big things is your personality. And letting your personality just come out is great. And if your personality is, you know, if you really like bright colours and you wear bright colours, never dull that down, right? Because that's part of you. And if it makes you happy, it will attract people that it also makes happy. And yes, it will repel people who are like, oh, no. But that's fine. Why would you want to work with some? Why would any of us want to work with someone who thinks, oh, no, about something to do with us? Yeah, that's okay. Repelling people is part of the filtering process and part of the way that we build successful businesses, because we attract our tribe, right? We build our own communities. You're part of my community here. Hello. You know, this podcast is a community in itself, and I love that. And, you know, whenever I'm recording episodes, I imagine you there. And that's why I often ask me to share, like, you know, screenshot something or take a selfie when you're listening and share it and say where you are and tag me, because I'm genuinely interested in that, right? Because it helps me visualize it, because I'm a really visual person. So it's, I know that you're part of my community. My email people who I send my emails to, they're a community. You might be in both, that's fine. And my Confidence to Grow coaching space is another community, and you might be in all of those. That's great, right? But that's because of what you can create, right? And that's because of sharing your personality, or specifically my personality in those examples. But you will have your own things, right? You will have your own things, and people will be drawn to you. Often, and this is a bit controversial, often not because of what you're saying, right? But because of the way you're saying it. Because very few of us are coming up with 100% uniquely never thought before, never said before things, right? And I accept that, you know. There's a lot of the stuff that I teach, it comes from my head, but it's presented in my way that helps the people who are drawn to me. And other people will do the same. And in your industry, it'll be the same. If you look at accountants, for example, there's certain absolute regulations and solicitors that have to be followed, but you will be drawn to one because of their personality, or because of the way that they present things, or because of the way they explain things to you, or because of the fact that they wear really bright colours. You see? So it makes a difference, a massive difference, this personality thing. And your personality does not need to be wacky. I don't think I'm a particularly wacky person. Maybe you would think differently. I don't know. But certainly I say what I think, but I always say it with kindness. I never want to upset people. I say what I think because I just think life is easier if you just say the thing, and then you can deal with the thing, or fix the thing, or repair the thing, or uncover the thing, or work on the thing, or whatever it is that you need to do. I don't know. And that's something, that's part of my personality, probably a huge part of my neurodiversity as well. And some people like that and some people don't, you know? But I have accepted that that's what I'm like. I understand that that's what I'm like. And so it's part of my thing, right? And that's okay. And some people will hate it, and fine, whatever, I probably hate them too. So what is your personality? What are you really comfortable with? And also what are you comfortable with in terms of like what you get involved with, or how you deliver stuff? This all matters too. So, you know, are you an in-person person, or are you an online person, or, you know, and what's your energy? I talk a lot about energy always in these episodes, I know that, but that's kind of all part of it. And part of my personality is that I like to be at home with my cat. I like to do a lot of stuff online. It takes me a lot of effort to go anywhere. Getting worse as I get older, probably. Autistic ADHD, think I'm hilarious. Really like wearing slippers. Will not wear any footwear when I'm out other than trainers. I'm a jeans person. I don't wear much makeup. I've got some tattoos. You know, I've got my nose pierced. All these things are part of my personality, right? And they're not good or bad, but they will attract, repel. And that's fine. Yeah. So also probably slightly unhinged, because I do spend a lot of time on my own, but I think that makes me relatable, right? So how are you going to uncover what makes you and your business uniquely brilliant? What is it about you, right? What do you think, or what have people said to you that helps you understand this? So people will have said things to you over the years that aren't testimonials as such, but they might have said, oh yeah, that was really useful. Oh, that email was really helpful. Or I like your shoes. You know, I don't know. Whatever. There will be things that people have said to you that can help you understand what is it about you that people like, right? I remember years and years ago, oh, maybe 2015 or so, I was at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. And there was a panel discussion, I think, of three or four people on the main stage. And they were talking about something to do with social media, I can't remember. And there was somebody as part of that panel who had the most beautiful trainers on. They were red, glittery Converse, I think. And I can still visualize that person talking. And it made me like her more. And it sounds mad, right? And I connected with her on social media. She's no longer running her business. This is a long time ago. No longer running her business. But she was up there on the stage as an expert, which she was at the time, for sure. But the thing that really drew me to her and made me think, yeah, do you know, she's really cool, was her trainers. So this is all part of it. And I don't mean about having, like, you know, we all to a certain extent have our, like, external presentation of self and our at-home presentation of ourself. But it's about marrying the two up. Let's say it like that, marrying the two up. And it really makes such a difference. And I was, you know, when that happened, I was kind of in my trainer phase, I guess, but I was still struggling a bit with this, having come out of the kind of corporate world to what freedom do you actually have as an entrepreneur? It was with, you know, relatively early on. And I was finding myself post-divorce and all that too. But it's interesting what sticks in people's minds about you. And maybe that's a question to ask on social media. You can tell me what it is about me that sticks in your mind, or what it was that drew you to me, or what keeps you here. You know, message me on social media or share a post and tag me in it and say. And it's sometimes the weirdest and wonderful things. And like that woman on the stage talking about social media, the trainers were like the clinching point. So never underestimate this kind of stuff. And it can be a combination of lots of things. Your passion, I believe, is pretty fundamental to your unique brilliance, right? Your passion for what you do, how you talk about it, how knowledgeable you are, the different angles you bring to your topic. These are all that's fundamental, right? Your beliefs. So your belief system, your morals, your ethics, your values, all of those things make a difference. They all add to it. And you will have these, right? Yeah, you will have, I'm not necessarily talking about a religion thing there. You know, I'm an atheist, always been an atheist. That, you know, whatever, that's my thing. I don't think that matters to me because, and maybe it influences some of the stuff I say. I don't know, but it's not anyway. But if you're super religious, that can be something that you present, because if it really matters to you, then that will attract some people who repel others. But if it's so important to you and it's a huge part of your personality and your way of living and being, bring it to the fore. Because why would you hide something that matters so much to you? Yeah? I talk about cats a lot. Not comparing God and cats, but I talk about cats a lot because I love cats. And if you really, really hate cats, well, you're wrong. So, but these things are all part of it. Yeah? But it is also your knowledge, your experience, your skills in the thing that you're talking about, but not exclusively, because there are lots of experts out there. There's YouTube, there's Google, there's ChatGPT. We can get a lot of information from a lot of sources, but the reason that we would want to hear it from somebody or pay to get that individual support, that person's, you know, individual attention, specific attention, is because of all of this, right? Because of their unique brilliance. Your quirks matter. The fact that I, you know, coming up a couple of years ago, diagnosed as autistic ADHD. Oh my God, so many people. That resonates with so many people, because so many of us women, particularly at, you know, these slightly advancing years are being diagnosed or recognizing that that's a thing. And I talk about it because I share way too much, but I talk about it because it's part of who I am. And I spent too long pretending that that was not me, right? Or not understanding that that was me. And I'm not doing it anymore. I just, you know, so that matters. If you've got tattoos, if you've got pink hair, you know, all these things are part of what attract and repel. And they're part of what makes you uniquely brilliant. Yeah. If you're utterly rubbish at what you do, that's a problem. But I'm making the assumption that you're not, that you're actually pretty good at what you do. Yeah. But it's more than that. There's more, it's more rounded than that. And your niche. So your niche is like where you specialize. And that can be with who? So it can be a small section of society that you work with, can be the way that you deliver your thing. It can be that your thing is a subsection of a bigger thing and you're very, very specific about what you do. It could be the way that you deliver. So your niche can be in lots of different ways, right? But it all makes a difference. But if, you know, some hairdressers, they specialize in working with neurodivergent children, right? So the lighting is slightly different and the way that, you know, seating and all that stuff. I was reading about one recently. That's why that's in my head. But, you know, there's lots and lots of hairdressers, but that's a real niche, right? But what a great niche. And it's not commonplace. So it's unique brilliance. Do you see? You can niche down as much as you like. This is about you accepting, acknowledging, being aware of who you are and what makes you stand out, right? This standing out, I've not said you need to go and speak on a massive stage. You don't need to have a podcast, right? I love doing a podcast because I can do it from home. I have my slippers on, you will be delighted to know. I've got my Diet Coke there, my phone's on silent, cat's asleep, we're all good. I can just talk to you. It suits me. And it's a really great way for me to talk to you and to support you. It just works, right? Works for both of us. So you can choose whatever you like, whatever works for you. But you kind of got to be conscious about it, I think. I don't mean affected. I don't mean that you need to, like, you know, oh, I'm super quirky. That's a bit, I don't know, not cool. But just being who you are and being unashamedly who you are makes you stand out. Because if we all try and be the kind of, you know, corporate Colin or corporate Galeen or whatever that we think we should be, then it's never going to work. And it's so boring for the diversity of life. This unique selling point will attract your dream clients. And you can more effectively communicate your value to them and effortlessly, right? So I've talked about over the last few episodes in this mini series, I've talked about my sustainable success structure in terms of a house, right? With the foundations, the walls and the roof. And this is where the roof comes in. So when we're talking about this, helping you to stand out in terms of your unique brilliance, this is your marketing. You know, it runs through everything, but ultimately it kind of manifests itself in your marketing. And I haven't talked about marketing at all. I haven't talked about, you know, whether you make reels or whatever. It's like you just know you've got your foundations in place. You know who you are and you know what you believe in and those really core fundamentals. You've got your walls in place because you understand your numbers and you know that your services add up and are going to bring you the money that you want balanced with the time and energy that you have, right? And then this is the roof. This is the sustainable success structure. This is slotting on effortlessly now. This is just you being out there. Hello, here I am. Yeah, got tattoos. Hurrah. Yeah, wear my slippers. Hurrah. Yeah, really believe in empowering women because I believe that the more of us that are empowered and the more of us that believe in ourselves, the world will be a better place. You know, That, you see, that's your marketing. That's like it. And what tools you use to do that, yeah, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, do what you like. Pick the one that you like. Is the strategy, full strategy. That's your marketing strategy sorted there. But it's doing all this work is the thing that's going to make the real big difference in terms of building a business that you love. And I hope that you listen to this being the third of the mini series and just thought, oh my God, I can change things. I can do this differently. I can see where I'm holding myself back or where I'm flying forward or what I need to change, what I need to stop doing, or what I need to do more of. I can see how it works. That's my goal, right? And if you want me to help you on this, you know that I'm here. You know that I run a group coaching space called Confidence to Grow, and you know that you can join. You just need to message me or go to my website and you can do that. But these episodes alone are going to make a big difference to you, right? I know that. So next week, in the final part of this mini-series, which is just, it's so much fun, it's about playing to your strengths. And playing to your strengths because, honestly, I ain't got the energy to make anything different anymore. So different, hard, difficult. I haven't got the energy to make anything difficult anymore. So the easiest way to get ahead and to win is the way that I will always champion. So tune in next week and hear me talk about that. So lots of love. Been a lot of fun today. Thank you for being here. I love you lots. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.